Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Influence on your money with Money FM 89.3.
In light of the tech collapse, where are Southeast Asia's emerging market tech names Sea and Grab going? Are these companies in terminal decline, or can we expect them to turn the corner? What do their earnings reports, the latest ones, point to? You've read him maybe in the Financial Times, watched him on CNBC. We're delighted to welcome back Nirgunanthi Rachelvam, Head of Consumer Sector Equity Research at Telema. Good morning, Nirgunan.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you doing?
Doing really well. Can we start with Sea? Sea continues to be loss-making. The company has warned that inflation and supply chain disruptions could affect business. We've seen Sea's e-commerce quarterly losses widening to $580 million e-commerce revenue hit. Should we be remaining on the sidelines because of uncertainty as to whether Sea can show further margin improvement, Nirgunan?
The issue with Sea is that there are two sides to their business. There are actually three, but let's focus on two. One is the e-commerce business, and the other is the gaming business. The gaming business has, for the last few years, been providing the cash flow, while the e-commerce business has been bleeding cash. Now, it seems that the gaming business is under pressure because they seem to be excessively dependent on a single game called Free Fire, which is under fire by the regulators. And as you know, in the gaming business, the attention of the gamers, who are basically young teenagers, can be quite fickle. And to depend on a single game is a dangerous ploy. So we are wary about this name. We've had a sell for a long time. We now have a hold. The stock, mind you, has lost almost 80% of its value from its peak.
Now, do you expect it's going to turn the corner and stabilize? And if so, when?
It could stabilize, but we need the management to come out with a pathway on how it's going to address the cash bleed. Admittedly, they have raised, they have a cash, net cash position of maybe $5-6 billion, which would fund their cash bleed for a number of years. But for investors to have more confidence in it, we need to have some clarity on how the gaming business issue can be sorted out.
And when it comes to e-commerce, do you think that with changing consumer habits, people wanting to go out and spend less on e-commerce, is that going to hurt Sea going forward?
Well, people's behavioral patterns have changed due to COVID. People have now got used to using e-commerce for their shopping. They may not use it as much as they did during the strict lockdown, but to give you a basic statistic, one-third of the people in the digital economy in Southeast Asia have got on the digital economy because of COVID. Over 90% of them, according to a survey, will continue to use digital services such as e-commerce and ride-hailing and food delivery even after the pandemic is over, according to their stated intentions. This is a very positive framework for the EM or Southeast Asian tech companies.
Indeed. So you've upgraded C to a hold. What is your fair value estimate for C, Nirgunan?
We have a fair value of $71.
Got it. Let's turn now to Grab. As the pandemic retreated across Southeast Asia, Grab Holdings rose more than 24%, posted a better than expected 6% gain. The ride-hailing and delivery company adding sales from Jaya Grocer, a platform that it acquired back in January to boost revenue to $228 million in the first quarter. So Grab's net loss shrinking to $435 million. The company is still battling for profitability after years of high expenditure in order to gain market share. Do you think that, unlike other internet companies, Grab's car hailing and delivery services will power its long-term stabilization? Nirgunan, is this still the best way to play the mobility and super app theme here in Southeast Asia?
That's correct. Grab is exposed to the recovery of Southeast Asia. Basically, more and more people are going to work. More and more people are visiting their relatives. More people are going for entertainment services such as bars and restaurants. And a clear beneficiary would be the ride-hailing companies. And Grab is the leading ride-hailing player in Southeast Asia. If you look around Singapore, more and more people are now coming to work and they're using platforms such as Grab, principally.
And are you revising at all your revenue expectations for the company?
We are not at this point. We are above consensus in terms of our revenue expectations, which are about $900 million. But let's focus on the big picture. many of us in Southeast Asia, including those in Singapore, use Grab on a daily basis. It has become front and center of our consumer behavior. We use it for ordering a ride. I use it for food delivery from time to time. People use it to pay others. You can use their digital financial services. Eventually, more and more people will use it for other services like procuring insurance or even education and other financial services. Hence, it is in a pole position to become the super app of Southeast Asia along the same lines of Alibaba in China.
Looking ahead, what do you think is going to be key to Grab reestablishing key support levels that it saw in pre-COVID times?
The key question with this stock has been the massive sell-off in emerging markets tech ever since it came to market. So it listed on the NASDAQ back in December. Since then, everything has been going south. So it has been unjustly punished because of the macro situation. Investors need to look beyond the macro situation or the EM tech sell-off and look at the fundamental opportunity here in Southeast Asia, where 90% of the people who took on digital services during the pandemic want to stay with it. And we are at a very low level of penetration in terms of the use of digital services in this vast region of 650 million people.
Yurgunan, are you long-term bullish on Grab? And if so, what is your target price?
We see tremendous upside. Our target price is 610.
All right. Thank you, as always, for joining us and for sharing your insights. He's head of consumer sector equity research at Telemann. Yurgunan Tiruchelvam there.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.